Well, okay, here we are. It's the 8th day of the 10th month, and it's a Friday. So we are pleased to have Chris with us for at least one show this week. And I must apologise there that we've had no show this week. Everybody's poorly this week, and we send them all our best wishes to get well soon. I think Tina's on the recovery because I've seen Tina on Facebook already. Bryn, I'm not too sure. He wasn't well last night at all. And I spoke to him very briefly on a video call. And he was down with the flu the same as Tina. So a lot of it, obviously, it's going to go round. And it's going to go round big this year, I think, because obviously... there's going to be a higher strain of it around. So,
flu vaccines,
yes. Yeah, the wife has just mentioned flu vaccines.
We haven't been invited
for one as yet. Anyway, we're going to get on with tonight's show. Phil Collins bringing us in there as usual on a Friday. So we've got some more music lined up for you. Chris is in the studio, and we're going to make the best of the week because this is the last show this week, ladies and gents, and then we start it all over again next week. So
that's if we have not snowed by then.
And we should have a full week for you next week. Yeah. Sorry, Carol. What's got to do with snow?
Snow this week.
No. What's it got to do with snow?
Forecast next week.
Oh, right. Carol, the wife, thinks that snow might stop play. I very much doubt that it will stop us, but it hasn't stopped us yet. Okay. All right. I'm going to say hello to Chris then.
Thank you.
Good evening, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's just coming back on a Friday.
Oh, wonderful. So you've had a good week
I've had a good week and still doing private readings. And I just got some validation on a lot of them that they're just insane. And my premonition is usual. So It's been just interesting, you know, with the people that are coming across me, people are referring others to me. So it's been kind of an interesting week for me. Very interesting.
I think it's great when you get validation. I really do, because, you know, I find it awe-inspiring when you get validation from people. It's not a personal thing. It's just that you're inspired by it, yeah? And that's what I find. Because if you draw it in and take it personal, then you become like some mediums do, very big-headed over it. Yeah? I think it's more inspiring than anything else, because it gives you that extra edge to say, well, look, I know the spirits are there, I know I'm doing my job, and that sort of thing. Yeah. And that's what I find, anyway. Right then, on with the show. So let's see where we're going. We haven't screened line 6 yet. We'll get to you presently. Okay, so we're going to say hello to Susan. Suzanne?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, nice to help you.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been just pretty busy as usual.
I just want to see what you see for jobs or love life or both.
Okay, hold on. So let's see what we got. Okay. So the Temperance card came out. And then I'm being told that there's going to be some kind of energy that you need to defeat, that you will be defeated because the Five of Swords came out. So it's showing the world card. That means that you have opportunities. It's just that I feel like everything is kind of like on hold right now. I do see you getting a job, though. So, hold on.
Is it going to be where I'm working now, or I just applied to a bus company, but I won't hear till Tuesday? What do you see?
Well, I did hear, like, that you would probably get another job.
I'm
or
sorry.
If you want to, you can keep, if you can keep two jobs, I would say you can do, if you can do both.
No, I really can't have the two jobs. I'm a lunch monitor now, so it's either I get a kindergarten monitor job full-time or teacher aid job full-time there, or a bus company that I applied to Tuesday.
Well, personally, it depends on, like, the pay. If they take you in, then you're going to have to determine what you're going to be doing, because it's going to be in the same district. But when I'm seeing the world card, that means you're going to be traveling. So that means you're going to be changed. Either you're going to be in the same building, or you're going to be promoted to something else, doing something else. You're going to be dealing with answering the calls for the business.
No, I wouldn't be doing any phone calls. It's either teacher aid or food service or bus monitor.
Well, that's what I'm seeing, ma'am. So, but what I was told to tell you is that with everything going on, hold on. Okay. The Temperance card is, I get the word impatient. You seem to not have the key for everything to be in your favor. And with the World card, that could be retaining to the bus thing, to the bus route, you know, to you, where you're still going to be in the district, but you'll be on the road. Because I'm being told that you want to keep the job where you're at, but now it's kind of like you want more pay because it's not making ends meet. So I would say if you can do the teacher, the bus, I think that would benefit you.
Yeah, I can't do the bus because it's kind of far away from each other. So either I have to just do the bus or I can't just do lunch monitor. That's what I'm doing now. It's only 3.5 hours a day. Unless I got a lunch monitor job somewhere a couple of days a week closer to where the bus is.
Well, I keep seeing the bus, so that must be something closer to where you're at.
Okay.
so that means that you might want to apply to the one that's closer to you. I don't know why you would have applied to the one that's further, because if you knew that, then you shouldn't have done that.
Well, because there's no bus companies around me.
Well, then you need to look for something a little bit closer. That's what I'm being told. You need to find for something that is for you, because what you're doing and the way everybody knows how I work, I say what I say and it's what, you know, what my guys are telling me. So I'm very just straightforward. I don't bullshit. I don't sugarcoat it. But what
should
I'm telling you is,
should I try for a bus company closer?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I kept seeing.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I was gonna go today, but I didn't go. Maybe I should go Monday or Tuesday.
Well, it depends. If there's still hours of operation, I would do it as, you know, you can make the application and then fill it out at home and then turn it in Monday if you can do that. Because I don't know the operations because I'm in different. I'm in Texas.
It's
so
cool. They're closed now?
Okay, well, then the only choice is just to do it Monday and then
okay.
See what happens. Because that's what I'm seeing because when the.
Hello? Hello? And I'll go to Riverhead one Tuesday.
Oh, that's strange. Just bear with me. Susan's dropped. Chris has dropped. Okay, so Susan dropped, Chris dropped at the same time. Very odd. I think we've got one back. Okay, so the call dropped there between the two people. Now, that can happen. And obviously, each call that we take here is just like using your phone line at home. So if one person drops, it can bump the other person off. Just like your normal phone line at home, yeah? That can happen, as it does from time to time. Through experience, I think we've got at least one end of the call back. Okay, so Chris is back with us. And let's see where we're going. Now, we should be with line two, and that's deep.
Okay, that was weird.
It was
I don't
weird,
know
yeah.
what the hell happened there.
I don't know what happened
but
there.
That was strange. Very strange. It cut both of us off.
They just bumped both of you off at the same time. That's kind of weird. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Kevin. Right. We'll see what happens. But we're with Deep now anyway, yeah?
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Chris.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I would like to know if Spirit has any messages for me today, please, Chris. My name is Deep.
Okay, I couldn't hear you, and you have to speak a little bit louder into the mic. Okay, what did you say?
Does Spirit have any messages for me today?
Okay, you sound kind of funny there for a second. the only thing I got was is to pay attention to your vision, which meaning be like, how can I put it? Just know what you want in life, that enter into that vision to create it reality. The thing that you have vision of, because vision can be dreams, but a vision can also mean a goal or something that you want. So what I was told to tell you is put that vision and make it into reality, because the visionary cards came out. So that's telling me that you need to be like, know what goals you want and make it into the reality. Okay. To make it come true. Once you do that, I got the card, the union card. So that means that there's going to be like a gathering of some sort. You're going to gather people and you're going to be like, I heard the word corporate. So there's going to be some corporate or some issue that once you make this meeting and everything done, you're going to make it to come true to where it's going to be like, okay, well, you got everything you wanted. And then it says the dreamer card came out that says is that you are a dreamer, but you don't go by, you don't go by dreaming. What they're saying is that you're more of a dreamer instead of making things happen. So you need to stop procrastinating and saying, okay, you know what? I'll do it later. I'll get it done later. No, I'll do it tomorrow. No. You need to stop delaying yourself and get on board and take that step and believe that everything's going to be okay. Because it says that you're a dreamer and it seems like you're just not listening to your guides, because I'm getting like a female guide right now. The Queen of Wands came up, so that's telling you the guides are talking to you, but you're not listening to the signs, and you're just dreaming and say, okay, you know what, maybe I'll just wait for it to come to me. But you got to understand that no matter what career or what you do, you have to put your effort into what you love. I mean, they'll give you like God might give you a push, but he's not going to do everything for you. So you got to take that step and say, okay, I got this blessing. Now it's up to me what I want to do with that blessing. So instead of dreaming and procrastinating, say, okay, I'll do it later. No, I'll do it tomorrow. Or if you're not procrastinating, then there's a delay that every time when something's about to get good, you kind of hold back because you feel that it's not going to happen. Like you're going to be a failure at what you do. But if you take that step and believe in yourself, you have to understand that you have to believe and have self-confidence in yourself that no matter what it is, you're going to accomplish it. And stop thinking that, no, I can't do it, or I can't, I'm not capable. You might not say it outside in public, but inside of you, I feel like you're just insecure that you just kind of feel like everything just fails for you and nothing works out. But you have to change that mentality and change it and know that everything's going to be different for you. So you got to believe in yourself is what I got. Okay? that's the thing I got for you in the tarot. Now let's see what it says in the oracle deck, because I usually use two decks depending on what I see, what I need to see. Okay, that's what just slipped out. A card slipped out. So what it's telling me is that transformation needs to be done. You need to change, let go of the old habits and work into the new things and let go of the past. And they're going to help you because you're going to transformate into becoming a better person. Soul, body, and spirit, and mind. So once you do that, you're going to accomplish, and then they're telling me to tell you to listen to your inner voice, listen to the guide that talked to you. So it's coming out that you need to believe in yourself. And so when they tell you what you need to do, you need to have balance. And that's where the last card comes in, and it says, don't hate, but meditate. So don't give any hate. Just think positive. So do meditations. Because I do feel like there's some chakras that are kind of like blocked. I want to say that there's at least, hold on. I want to say there's like three chakras that are blocked that's stopping you from going forward. And that's what I see for you. So I do feel like if you do some meditation, things will change for you. I see a big difference. It's just that you got to just put that effort. Make that vision of what you've always wanted to make it come true. And I've been told that you have visions, too, of you've had dreams of what you want to do, but you feel like it's too late. Well, I'm being told to tell you it's never too late. It's the person that has that intent to believe in themselves and knowing that it's in its time. And it's weird because I know my friend Linda is listening to the show, and I remember saying this on my other friend's show, and I'm being told to tell you right now, everything is in the numbers. The timing is now, not later. The timing is now. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. One question I had, Chris, was I'm making some investments in October, November.
Okay.
The spirit thing, I'm in the right direction with those investments. I've been researching and studying them a lot, but I can never be sure.
Honestly, it's telling me what I just said. Everything's in the numbers. So you might have like kind of doubts, like everything is not working out, like to invest in what you're doing. But I'm being told that right now it's the process, because everything's being processed as we're talking. So whatever you're investing, I think you're going to come out and everything's going to be finished by November or the beginning or like the middle of November before Thanksgiving. So what I'm being told is that everything is in the numbers, and it's weird because, hold on. Okay, what I'm seeing is, okay, they're telling me to, okay, I don't know why they're telling me this, but I kept seeing 148. I don't know what that is. Maybe there's numerology in that. But there's something about 148. So maybe it can be like the 14th, and then it could be 8 weeks from there. So, like I said, everything's in the number. So right now, I do see it progressing. And then the everything that you're looking investing is going to be done, and you'll be everything will be finished by December. And then they're telling me that that's your Christmas gift from the universe.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you again. Good evening.
Thank you, Dee. All right. Okay. All right. Maybe. We seem to have two Kerrys in the call queue, which is nice. Now, Bob in Australia, we sent a link to. Now, we made it optional for what show that he wants to call into, but I was kind of hoping that he would stay with us in the call queue on this one, because what I needed to explain to him is that there is a link for each and every show, and it is a separate link. Now, I must tell you, ladies and gents, that I can only possibly add up to 5 people at a time. So, you know, and they must be in need of that, yeah? So it's no good people saying, oh, I want to come in through the link. If you can manage via your phone line from the USA and you are not paying anything to phone in, then we can't do it for you. We can only do it for people that are struggling to call in, yeah? And we can only have 5. So, okay. Our call queue is rising. We are... pardon? We're currently at 10. Take no notice of the background. Okay. We're currently standing at 10 people in the call queue. Right. So... Okay. Let's see where we're going. They said bring Chris back online. We should be with line 3. That is Lisa.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Lisa. I called you before.
I was
calling to ask you, like, things seem to have been calming down now. Do you think that those ladies that are giving me a hard time, do you think that I'm kind of at the end of this, or do you think it's going to flare up again? Like, do you get any feeling of what's happening?
Honestly, I do think everything kind of coming down. And it's weird because I was shuffling the cards and I didn't know it was the next person. And
yes,
the 3 of cups came up and it's showing me the word pleasure.
Right.
So what I was told to tell you is that, okay, this is what I see and this is weird. Everything's calmed down. But the thing is that they have this pleasure of trying to destroy you, but whatever's working, it's not passing through no more. And I don't know if it's because we talked on Tesla's show, or maybe we talked on Kinshaw when they combined together the energy. So now it's like a barrier around you, and it's crazy because what I was told, what the second card is showing, the fulfillment, it means is that everything's gonna be coming to a close.
Yes.
Everything's going to be coming to a close and everything's just going to fucking stop because they are irritated. They're not really getting anything out of it. And everything that whatever we told you on the show. that fulfillment is complete. they still might try to do things, but the thing is,
yeah.
as long as you put those barriers, like I told you.
Yes, I've been doing them.
They're going to be, so what you can do, as long as you put that barrier, I mean, to that you're untouchable. You're very untouchable. As long as
you
don't give them that energy.
Right. That's what I've been doing. Do you think, do you still think, you know, she said she contacted my family, but she really didn't. And she said contacted this friend of mine that she said that she was going to contact, but she never did. Because my friend is telling me, no, I haven't gotten contacted. But she said, I sent these to this person. But she has no idea that I talked to that person a lot. So it's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
So she's just lying.
Yeah. And then you know what's crazy?
What?
That the third card is showing nightmares. So everything that they're doing is reflecting back to them. So I'm being told that there's karma. But you're not having to do anything with that. That's just karma being an ass. So what they're doing is that they're getting paid back for all that pain that they're calling you through, causing you, and just trying to make you feel like they just want to make you feel like shit. Just put it that way.
I feel great. I finally cleansed. I took 3 or 4 really long cleansing baths, and after that, I got all the energy off me. Like it was like. Cleared my body, and I'm like, I'm good now. Like, I'm calm, I'm good. You know, I don't feel like a nervous wreck anymore. Do you think that lady thinks
I'm
gonna...
know what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, what were you going to think?
No, does that lady think I'm going to blow the whistle on her still, or does she think she's safe?
Honestly, they're trying to cover their own tracks. They're kind of suspecting that you might report them. But basically, they're going to get caught because that guy's not supposed to be there. So,
exactly.
So basically, you don't have to.
Well,
you don't
have
to do anything.
You remember how you paid for the
let the karma deal with them. And I mean, so for you to enjoy life. And I was going to ask you, Lisa, are you on Facebook, by the way?
Yes.
Are you on my Facebook?
Yeah,
okay, well,
I am.
You need to send me a message. Because I don't remember who you are or what. Because I know of too many people. So just message me after the show.
I will.
And then we can talk. And so I can know who you are. Because I know that you've been following me everywhere. So I need to know who you are. So just message me right now.
Okay, I will.
Not right now, but after the call. And then we can talk. And then if you have any more personal questions, I can probably create a chat. And then you can talk to me on video. And we can talk more if you want.
Yeah, thank you. I just feel much calmer. I feel so much more whole, and like everything's going to fall into place for me. And do you see after this that, you know, because I'm going to go back online and I'm going to go in a new direction with a brand new group of people, and I'm doing something brand new. When do you feel like that's going to, I'm not ready to do it quite yet, but when do you feel like that's going to take off for me? Like, when will I have success with that?
Well, what I'm seeing right now, as I'm tuning in your voice. Okay, just stay quiet for a second. I'll see what I can get for you. Well, sir, according to right now, you're telling me. Okay, I'm hearing you. But I'm hearing more November. I hear a little bit of December. And I'm being told that something in December, in November is going to start, and then it's going to grow in December. So I want to say probably by the middle of November, that's when things are going to start.
I'll tell you what.
Getting better for
Living well is the best revenge, being happy, being successful. And they're not going to be able to touch me, like, after this. But do you feel like they're going to try to come... Are they going to try to come back into my life and apologize and stuff? Or are they going to leave my life?
Honestly, they might try to apologize, but it's really up to you to let them back in your circle. I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I'm not letting them back in.
But I would say just that they might try to apologize. And I would say just
both
to
of
relax.
Them or just one? Both of them or one of them?
I think I'm being told one of them. The other one's going to just let go.
The one with the guy? Or the one with...
Yeah.
When, she's
the one
that's going to come back?
No, she's the one that's going to let go.
Okay, why?
Because she's dealing with her own shit.
You're so funny. Remember when Tessa was like, she's a bee? That was so funny.
No, but just send me a message. If not,
okay,
text me to my number.
All right.
And then we can talk from there.
Okay.
Okay,
thank
you're
you so much. You cheer. I'm so cheered up today about all this stuff. Okay, thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, now. Okay. Before we move on, our call queue stands at 12, meaning that 12 people have called in. Now, two of those have already gone, so we've taken two calls already. There is still 10 people in the call queue. Yeah? So 10 people in the call queue, and we are looking for presentations of support in the form of that donation button, please. Yeah, we've had no shows this week, and this is the first show of the week with a full call queue. And, you know, if we're going to keep the shows going, then it's not my fault when people get ill. Yeah? So we have no replacements that we can just pull out of thin air when people fall ill. So we've had two people fall ill this week, and we are trying to get a full 7 days for you. In order to get those full 7 days, we need to be presentable. Yeah? So if we're not getting funds, we cannot present ourselves properly. Yeah? So we need to be doing that. So as the donations come in, we can actually say, well, here we are. This is what's happening. We've got full court queues, etc., 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 and dancing after dinner. Okay? Right then, let's bring Chris back on in line and see where we are going next. I think we should be with Yolani.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Cam. Congratulations for your grandson.
Hi, what's up?
Thank you.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing? Just want to see what
Hi.
You can read for me, what you can pick up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Hold on. Okay. First of all, I was told for you to do some studying and learning.
Mm-hmm.
Do some research and look more into different techniques on the business and on your gift. And then I'm also told to tell you that you have the spiritual support to help you spiritually on this side, on the other side. So they're going to help you on both sides. And then they're also going to help you to be more aware of your gifts and just to, because I'm being told that you're going to come into some different stuff or new gifts that you're going to be aware of. I don't know when, but I'm being told it's going to be soon. And then what I was told to tell you
mm-hmm.
is to reconnect outside and get some fresh air. Because when you get fresh air, you're in tune with nature. And as you go outside, if you have to walk barefooted, if you could, walk into the grass if you're near grass and not if you're near water, then you can walk into the water, but just don't go too far. And just
okay.
connect with all the elements. Okay? And I feel
yes.
like it's going to open you up more. So when you do that, I don't know why, but I'm being told for you to to connect with music. Because there is music that I'm being told that you're going to connect to.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep seeing, and this is what's weird, I keep seeing like the waves of the water, and then I'm seeing like the wind, and then for some reason I hear wind chimes. Like, I don't know why I'm hearing wind chimes, but I'm being told that appreciate what sounds you can hear outside. Or
mm-hmm.
if you're at the beach or whatever, and listen to that music. It's a same music that you listen to whenever you're on the radio. But when you're listening to outside music, it's more of the air, the wind, the birds chirping, you know, the water waving. And then for some reason, I keep seeing wind chimes. So I don't know if you got any wind chimes, but I was told to tell you to get some wind chimes. If you do not have any, it's good for them to have wind chimes on the trees, because what it does is that it has the sound of the frequency when the bells hit each other. And what it does, it repels and removes anything that does not help you or is not there to help you, is there to remove anything that somebody might try to send you. So if you can get wind chimes that have, they're long, and you can hear like a certain tone, those
mm-hmm.
tones have a certain frequency to help you to open up and listen to the sounds, because that's very important, and it's going to help you in a lot of ways.
I actually have been going to hiking in the weekend, and I really love to hear the noises of the nature, too. You're right. It's
yeah.
like it brings me
mm-hmm.
peace and calm.
Yes. Yes, and I do feel that it's going to help you, because when you're in tune to nature and you listen to the environment, it does healing for your body, spirit, and soul. So when you feel like you're just tired, or you just feel like you don't have any energy, it's always good
mm-hmm.
to connect to nature, to the noises outside. Because I'm being told that you need to get reconnected. Because as you're listening to the tones of the frequency is going to have a higher vibration. And
mm-hmm.
it's going to help you with your other gifts that are coming. And I'm being told that you will have more gifts, probably, hold on. I'm being told for some reason, you might feel a little something either before Halloween or after. You're going to start feeling something within your body, or you're going to feel something with your five senses, like your hearing, your smell, you know, things that you can taste and the things that you can see. You're going to be able to see different, in a different perspective. I don't know what that means, but I'm being told that you're going to have something, another gift that God's going to give you, but he's going to give it to you in pieces. He's not going to throw it all to you, because
mm-hmm.
he wants to see how you're going to adjust to this change of what you're going to be dealing with. Because I'm being told that you're going to be dealing with sounds and the frequency
uh-huh.
of sound. So I'm being told that you might even do sound therapy. And then I'm seeing something to do with...
I do my meditation, and I use the ball when you make the
mm-hmm.
noise to raise your vibration. So I use that one, and I use
mm-hmm.
the four too for call the angels and our angels.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I started doing Reiki actually like today this afternoon, and I feel different too. I feel rested, and yeah. I feel like all my energy was like I was feeling something different.
And you know what's weird is that I feel like as you're telling me this, you're giving me validation. And you know what's the weird thing about this is that that's telling me that you had somebody around you that was a psychic vampire, and they were sucking your energy. And when you were playing those tones with the singing bowls or whatever you have, it was helping you to put a circle around your body. And with the frequency, it kind of put a barrier around you. So it keeps anything negative away from you. So what I was told to tell you is keep doing the singing bowls, if you have them, and get some wind shines, okay?
Yeah.
Get some wind shines and put them outside, and you're going to notice a big difference. And what I want you to do is get back to me, like, next week or so, and tell me if you see a difference. And what I was told to tell you is just listen. Just when you put them on the tree, just listen. And then tell me how you feel. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really love your reading. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
Okay. Thank you, Yolani. Now, you might have heard Yolani mention a congratulations there on the grandson. Right. Now, people seem to be getting a little confused, and I got very confused in putting the photos because I had to ask my grandson there. I said, right, okay, I need a picture that I can post of my great grandson, and we got the wrong picture because you may have noticed that it was a little girl, and not the new grandson. So that picture got disrupted for a little while. But there's two pictures there now. One's my great grandson, and he was born on the 5th of October. And the other one that you see is my daughter. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna shut up because let's do it all again. Rewind. Okay. Right. Let's get it right. My great grandson was born on the 1st of October, and 4 days later, I had my fourth grandson. It's my second youngest daughter has had her fifth child, actually, because there's one in spirit. So fifth child, but fourth grandson. So she's a fourth grandson. So there you go. I've got a fourth grandson and one great grandson then. So yeah. So I hope that has cleared up all the confusion there. And there goes the bell. Okay, Yolani should have had those minutes, but there you go. Right, that's cleared that up. So we're going to get on with the show. Okay, let's see where we're going. We've taken Lisa there. Let's see where we are. Okay. So we should be with Sandra, I think, now. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I actually have two questions, but the first one I really want to inquire about is I have an interview next week. I'm really excited about this. And I'm just, it's a phone interview, the screening. But I'm just wondering, how do you see this working out?
Well, I was told, I personally see good, and it's enough to shine your light. Just try not to be so nervous, because I'm being essentially nervous and anxiety around you.
Yes.
So try not to be so nervous. Try not to show it. And
okay.
What I was told to do is more or less tap into your inner self. I don't know why, but they're telling me for you to get a piece of paper. And even though you haven't done the interview yet, try to tap into what they might ask you. More
okay.
or less.
Okay.
And write it down. And just prepare what you're going to say and make like a speech and write it down. I don't know why, because I do feel that you have this telepathic ability that you can get into people's minds.
Yes.
And you have this frequency to be able to understand that you know what they're going to say before you say it. Now, if they do like an interview, well, if they I don't know if they have Zoom. I keep seeing Zoom around this. I don't know why. But if they do or do not have Zoom, I'm just giving you a heads up that it might have Zoom. So,
okay.
Regardless if they do video or phone, just be prepared. And if you have to, do some meditation before or 2 hours before the interview, or you can do it an hour before the interview and be centered and grounded. Because I do feel that they're going to ask you questions and you're going to need to have answers like right there and then.
Yes.
Okay. So just be honest.
Okay.
It's possible.
Okay.
And I actually can be getting a job. And they might even just do a second interview. I don't see why they would, but I'm being told they might do a second interview. They might.
Okay.
But it depends on how you do with this one. If you do this one, they might just take you right there. And they're going to ask you, when can you start? So they tell me to take that inner power and to believe in yourself that everything's going to be fine. Because I do feel that when I talk to you, even just talking to you and you asking me that question, I feel major anxiety around you, which you need to kind of like lower that vibration of anxiety, because I can feel it and hear it in your voice.
Yes.
And if you have to, I don't know why, but they're telling me for you to listen to certain high frequency of meditation music.
Wow, I do that at night. Yes, okay.
So
that's
that
what I go to sleep
by.
Yes.
Okay, so that as long as you do that, you're fine. Because right now I see your aura like a little bit of I keep seeing like for some reason yellowish, which means that you're spontaneous, that you're excited. And then I see a little bit of a light green, which is I see anxiety. And I keep seeing it. The anxiety is around your, they're telling me to tell you what to say. Okay, they're controlling me now. They're telling me anxiety is in your third eye is a little bit of anxiety. And then there's a little bit of anxiety in your throat chakra, so you need to to clear that anxiety, because when you speak, that's not reputation, but it's how you represent yourself as you're talking, and as you talk and how you preach, there's a lot, even though you think they can't see, but the way you talk represents a lot of your body language.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
Yes. I would definitely keep working
on
that.
And keep doing that meditation, because I'm being told it's doing good. It's doing good for you.
Wow. That's wonderful. Okay.
And you know what's crazy? It's crazy because this whole week, even last week, I've been picking up a major energy shift with people. And everything's in the numbers, and everything's in frequency. So frequency is very, very high in October because the veil is very thin. So try to go with the frequency, what you feel, empathically and just trust in your heart. Believe in your heart chakra that everything's going to be fine. But remember, work on your third eye and work on your throat chakra because I'm feeling a little bit of anxiety. But other than
that,
you're good.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Okay. I'm so excited, Chris. I'm just beaming over here. So my next question, I'm in no rush for this, but I am just wondering, what do you see around love coming? And it's no rush.
Love?
I'm preparing myself. Yeah, love. New relationship.
You know what? I've been getting a lot of that, too. I think there's love in the air. I'm going to tell you like that. I think there's love in the air, but it's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say rushing to it. And then it's weird because I keep seeing the leaves. The leaves are kind of like brownish. So that means the love is in the air, but I feel like there's like when the air is blowing, I'm going to smell it. And it's weird because I can smell cinnamon around you. I smell it.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I love cinnamon. Okay.
So that tells me that love is in the air. But I want to say it's going to be probably very close in between either before or after Thanksgiving. There's going to be you're going to see a shift there, somewhere around there.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm in no rush for it. I'm in no rush at all. I'm just taking my time.
just
not wanting to close myself off.
And you know what's crazy? There's people that tell me that shit too. They tell me to close myself off, but I'm going to tell you the truth, girl. And this is for everyone. I'm always psychically open. I've tried to meditate. It doesn't work for me. I've tried to listen to meditation. So everyone that can meditate, that's good because it works for y'all. But for me, I'm just, meditation doesn't work for me. It does not work for me. But everybody has their own way to attune to the gift. Me, it's just natural. So my gifts are just on 24/7, 7 days a week. You know,
gotcha.
So it's kind of like, and people say, how do you even rest knowing that you can't shut yourself off? But to me, I just know how to ground myself and just know when somebody asks a reading, that's when it's kind of like, I turn that little psychic switch, you know. Because I'm already in tune, that I have this high vibration. So I was told to tell you, if you want to control the anxiety, I'm seeing a black stone around you. So you might want to either try black agate.
I have some in my purse. I keep stones around me, and I have some in my purse. So, I guess I need to bring them out. I keep them in. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, this is so on point. You are amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But just know that the black agate is going to help you with anxiety and to kind of feel that nervousness because I feel nervousness. And I was going to ask you, are you talking to me? Are your hands sweating?
You know what? When I it's crazy that you asked that because when I get anxious, I can't even say it. Most of the time, my feet are always cold and my hands are cold because they feel like they're sweating, even if they're not sweating. And the only time my feet and hands are not like ice is when I am asleep. Right now I have on socks. Right now I have on socks and sneakers.
Because I can feel you and your hands are sweating. Like the pores are opening, and I'm being told that you need to try to not to. I mean, I know you can, but just try to control it a little bit with your thoughts, because as you sweat, you might stutter, and you don't want to stutter.
And I
don't know why I keep stuttering.
yes. I have a manager is a beast. Yeah, I have a manager that's a beast, and I always get so anxious when I'm dealing with her. And it's so funny you say that, because just day before yesterday, I had to have a sit-down conversation with her, and I explained to her as nice as possible that when it comes to communicating with her, I have to take a different approach because I used to stutter. So I am very mindful of my conversation. So I do start stuttering, but my anxiety is so high that I do find myself talking myself down when I feel it coming on. So, you're so important.
Okay, well, just know that. Try to have those black stones, and I was going to say, do you have some amethyst? If you have amethyst around you too, that can calm down from any psychic,
yes,
psychic attack, or even
yes,
vampires sucking your energy from a distance.
Yes.
Just make sure,
yes,
that you have the black agate and the amethyst when you talk to them. When you do that interview, make sure that you have it on your table, because I'm seeing a table with
okay,
a desk.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
And I see, and
okay,
I see perfect. I see you doing good, though. So keep it up.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Kim. This was wonderful. I appreciate you. Blessings to you
both.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. Right, it's time for a break then, ladies and gents. We're going to take a short break. Because Core Q is very busy. We have reached line 13, which means that there are 13 people that have called in. Some of them have done already, so don't worry. We will endeavour to get to you all. But we're going to take a short break because we need one.
When I leave your door, when we say goodnight, it hurts me more and more. Girl, it just ain't right to end a day like this with no more than a kiss. Spend the night just dreaming of the things we're gonna miss. If I had my way, girl, we'd be together more and more each day. We'd go on forever, lovers hand in hand. Can't you understand? Girl, you've got to be my woman, I've got to be your man. Cause I can't get by without you, I need you more each day. The way I feel about you, leaves nothing more to say. Cause I love you, girl, I need you, and I can't get by without you, no way. Sad affair, wasting precious time that you and I could share. Girl, it's such a crime to hear you call my name. It's a crying shame. When we're not together, then there's only time to blame. There will come a day, girl, I do believe it's not too far away, when I can say goodnight and still be by your side to dry the tears you cry. And I'll have all the love I need to keep me satisfied. Cause I can't get by without you, I need you more each day. The way I feel about you needs nothing more to say. Cause I love you, girl, I need you, and I can't get by without you, no way. More to say, cause I love you, girl.
girl. There you go. The real thing with that one. And I can't get by without you. We can't get by without you. And this is the real thing. On a Friday night, we are here with the wonderful Chris Garcia. And we're going to take some more calls. Okay, let's see where we are. Now, people are still calling in. We're currently on line 14 now, which means that we've had 14 people calling in this evening. So, okay. Ah, wonderful. It's still going up, would you believe? Wonderful. Now, no guarantees that we're going to be able to fit 14 people into 1 2-hour show. We're in the second hour now, and let's see where we're going next. So, okay, we should now be with Kerry.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Fine, I've been busy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How's that baby, Ken? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, just to wrap some things up, I'm glad I hadn't submitted the case previously because it mm-hmm. was not perfected. So we are at the perfecting stages now. And
okay.
I feel really optimistic about it. So I feel very optimistic about it because at one point I was kind of iffy. I wasn't really iffy. Either way, I was thinking it, but I feel good. I feel confident that things will get, that I will be able to win the case.
Yeah.
So my question is, in the meantime, while this case is going on, Because there's this job that I really, truly want. I mean, I know I'm going to win the case, but I still would like to go back to work. So there is a position that's being posted. Should I just – I don't know what to do. Because, I mean, I can still apply for it, but I don't think – they probably will not hire me until late November or December. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm picking up energy around it.
Well, but they're telling
so
me that they're
you. So I wanted to know what they want me to do. Huh?
Well, the thing I got was take the time to breathe and just relax.
Mm-hmm.
No. And a miracle prayer are being delivered to heaven, so they're working on the prayers as you speak about the job. And then I was told to tell you just to trust the vibe because I was told to tell you that they might hire you, but then they might not, depending on if they know your background or they know you're busy. So I would say just wait on that. But you can try it. I mean, because you have that free will. But if you decide to see if you just make the application, ask them, okay, do you hire on the spot? And if you did, they can give you an estimate due to how busy or how slow they are. And I want to say, if anything, you will not get a job until December.
Really?
So, yeah, you won't get it until December.
Okay.
Now, if you do it sooner, if you do it wait till the end of, or almost at the end of October.
Okay.
It's going to be tough because I'm seeing that you can possibly get it, but the thing is that if you need to leave and they need you to do with this case, you're going to have to leave your job. And if you leave your job, that's not good because you're going to be absent and they're going to be work without pay, and you don't want that. So just, I would say just wait and just relax.
Okay.
Because you're everything
so you're
is in,
submit,
in time.
Submit the resume. Huh?
Yeah. What did you say?
I'm sorry, I'm about to get on the train, but you said submit the resume, but just wait until the end of October, like October 22nd is good?
I would say it would be good, yeah.
Huh?
I would say just wait.
Okay,
just all right.
Wait. So this is what I'll do. I'm on the train. I don't mean to cut you off because I know you're doing the show. I will pay for a private session, okay? So just go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll wait. Bye-bye.
She's on the train, so there was a lot of noise in the background.
A lot of noise in the background, yeah. Okay, right, so we're going to move on to the next call then. Let's see where we're going. Okay, let's see. Holly, good evening.
Oh, hello. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Can I just see what you pick up on, or would you like a question?
And who am I speaking to?
Holly from Seattle.
Okay, hi. So let's see what we get here. So what I was getting is just what I got was to speak your mind with integrity. They're going to help you. Archangel Gabriel is going to help you to communicate and to help you to stop where you know where you where you're supposed to be and where you're not supposed to be. So he's only going to help you to where he's going to help you to communicate with people that you're going to be working with, that your peers and stuff like that. And then anyone that's kind of like anyone that feels negative, he's just going to cut them off and you're not going to have to speak to them. Okay? So that's what I was told. The other thing that they're saying that the elders on the other side are trying to make you just not worry about what's going around your, I guess, energy field is what they're saying. Uh-huh. So they're just trying to keep you grounded. Okay, excuse me, sorry, I was just burping. Grounded and centered and just to focus on you and don't worry about what people are saying, what people are gossiping about, and then they're going to remove the barriers around your heart, because I do feel that you wonder why people just do the shit that they do, and I'm being told that telepathically that you're just sick of it, and you're like, when is this shit ever going to stop?
Yeah.
But I was told to tell you is that you are protected, because St. Michael just came and said, cut that cord, girl. Cut the cord. If you feel that they're a problem, don't second guess it. Cut it. Cut that damn cord. So you're there to protect you. So, and then what you could probably do, I was told to get a pendulant sword. It can be like a necklace. And put some energy into it. If you can get a St. Michael necklace. With the sword, and just wear it as a necklace. And what that does is to visualize to cut anything, any witchcraft off. So I don't know if you have anything that represents him, but if you don't, I would say get that sword necklace and wear it on you, and it's going to help you with anxiety and unsureness of what you need, what the next step, the next step to take.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I see for you. Now, I don't know what the question that you wanted to ask me, so I don't know if that answered your question, but if it didn't, what is the question that you had for me?
My maintenance guy is very lazy. And I'm just wondering, are they main office ever going to wake up to, he's costing the company money.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't know if you're in charge or if you're in management, but when you say he's costing them money, I actually see him stealing and investing in the company. So I don't know if they're aware of that. I don't know if that's laundering or something that he's doing within the company. He's like laundering. I don't want to say laundering. I forgot that word. It's not laundering. There's another word for it. I can think of the word. I don't know why, but I just feel like he's just investing in things that he's not supposed to, even though he's a janitor. But I'm being told that he is Okay, that's fucked up. They're telling me that he's a smooth criminal. He's getting away with shit while he's working.
Yeah.
And the thing is that he's not being monitored. I would say for them to monitor him, they're probably going to ask him, why are you saying this? Because I feel like you have some kind of a authority, but I'm being told if you can find a way without saying so much, because they're going to want to know why you want to be, why you're feeling this. So you might have to find a way to make it to where if those other people feel the same way, then you need to talk to management and tell them.
Yeah, I did. She really didn't do anything.
Well, that explains why. You want to know why?
Why?
An affair.
Ooh, not with those two.
Or there's something sexual there. You might not think it's there, but in the workplace, there's a lot of tension. People do a lot of things that they're not supposed to do. He might be a janitor, and she might be like a manager, but that doesn't mean that there's not sexual attraction or just stress that they, yeah. And it's crazy because in my head, I don't know if this is the same girl, but I see him, and I'm seeing like the stairs go up, and I'm seeing the stairs go down. So, and then I'm seeing number 14, so that's between the 14 level. I don't know why I'm seeing 14, but I'm seeing that he's doing something, that he's not supposed to be doing, but he's doing it either on his breaks or he's doing it when the building is kind of like people are leaving work. So he's doing it like in the behind the scenes where the cameras cannot be seen, and it's between like where, you know, like when you can't take the elevator and they take the stairs. I see him do this little.
What's he doing?
He's doing things in around the stairs, and he has a private room.
Like stealing, or
not just stealing, but he's doing his like sexual things. He's doing sexual things. Oh, it must be somebody else.
He has to be sleeping with one of the tenants. Because my boss is in another state.
That doesn't mean he's not doing it. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean he's not doing it. So,
I know, but she's in Oregon and we're in Washington.
So, but I would say just to, if you want to report him, I would say just invest and see if they can find something that they can tell you, you know, because he's doing illegal shit. So he's not just saying, like, costing them money because they're trying to get him to take head, but he's obviously stealing money from the company somehow. Like, I guess some product that can sell. Yeah,
yeah,
and he's making money off, he's making money on his own, on the side. So, yeah, it's products that work. So I would say just to report that and start doing a, what do you call it? Start doing your laboratory or your what's the word I'm looking for? The word, I can't think of that. When you check your, there you go. Check your inventory and see if it's low. And if it starts low, then put a camera there. Put a camera where it cannot be seen. Put the camera where it blends in, like it could be like a box or a teddy bear or something that's not to where it's obvious.
Are they going to fire him or
what are they? Well, they caught him, so what do you think? They're not going to fire him because there's no evidence. There's no evidence.
Oh.
They're not going to fire him. There's no evidence. Seriously, that you're feeling this, so there's no proof on that. Until y'all do something about it, then yes, it's even fire, but until then, no. He's actually going to get away with murder because he's doing all this shit and nobody's doing a damn thing about it because no one knows that he's even doing it. So, yeah, it's, he's getting away with it. Until you make a report, then that's all you can do is just see if they listen, and if they don't do it, it's because they're in denial. They don't think he would do that because he's been working there for a long time, that he thinks he's a loyal employee, but he's not.
So I would say either somebody do it themselves or have to catch him in the act and stay after hours and see if he starts loading shit in his vehicle, because he's taking products and making money. And that's being told that y'all are losing money and he's gaining money. So I would say make a report. And then if that doesn't work, then just do a camera or something that you can put in that room. But we can talk later. I know our time's up, but Holly, you just need to figure out what you need to do. You need to talk to management. Now, if you're part of that management, then you have that authority to make a meeting and get that shit done.
Okay? Yeah. All right, bye.
Hey, thank you, Holly. As I say, I'd definitely follow that one up, because any form of harassment there, it's just not on it. You know, you go to work, and not to come home with problems. Okay. All right. Let's see where we are. Desmond.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. My question is, I got a, I guess we was, you know, best friends. We, you know, got a little frisky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're not too major yet, but, just all of her, you know, I know she just got out of a breakup like in May. So I know she's trying to heal a lot. So, but all of a sudden she just, she's like in and out, like back and forth. And then like last week she just came like distant. So I was wondering what's going on. Does she just need time to be alone, or she got something else going on, somebody else? Or?
I wouldn't be told that she's pushing herself away. She's needing that time to heal, but she's not doing it the proper way. Because I just found that she's talking to somebody else.
Okay,
here.
You said what now?
Somebody else. She says she needs time alone, but she's being distant because she's using that excuse and saying, you know what, I need to stay away from you. But she's doing her time where she's having a space, but she's not really doing that, dealing with that just breakup. So she is talking to other people, is what I'm seeing, but I'm being told that there's a possibility, even though they broke up, she's trying to reconnect with that guy that she broke up with. So there's a possibility that they're trying to get back together. And he's telling her, like, I don't want nothing to do with you, but she's like, why? So she's trying to work it out. That's why she hasn't been around you. She's just being distant. Not just you. She's being distant with other guys, because other guys have been wanting to talk to her, and she's just being cold to where she just has no emotion. So that guy or whoever she was with really fucked her up in the head. And she thinks that that's the only guy for her. So that's why she cut you off. And then the reason why she was doing, I guess, sexual advancements around you, or she was kind of wild, is because she needed to release all that stress and all that tension. So she went to you to be like her play toy, and now she just got tired of it. And while you were, I guess, doing whatever y'all were doing, she happened to call after she just left. So I'm being told that they're trying to work things out. But personally, I would say if you love her and you really are there for her and not just for sexual pleasure, you need to let her know and honor your feelings, because that's the card that came up, is that you need to honor how you feel and tell her how you feel about her if you're so concerned for her. Now, if you don't do that, then you're just going to be on hold until she comes to you and tells you what's going on. But she's going through a lot of not accepting that this just happened. and she's dealing with it in her own way. So basically what I was told is that she's fighting her inner demon. So it's kind of like she's back and forth, going around in circles, going to you, then going to this other guy, and then her ex is calling her, saying, "I need to go pick up your shit. I don't want you here." But she still has this attachment or something that's wanting her to stay with him, thinking that maybe she can change his mind. So that's what's going on. She's got a lot of issues right now. Yeah.
Yeah. So, cause older guy she was with moved to Memphis, so now she's with the father of her children. So is that the one she's trying to work it out with, or is she trying to work out with the one that moved to Memphis?
Honestly, I'm being told the one with the kids. Definitely, you haven't seen her. She's been distant. I mean, you can text her and just say hi or whatever, but she's doing small talk where she's making everything shorthand. So if she does not reply, she's occupied with him and trying to work things out, because he, like, is very nosy, and he monitors her phone, so that's why she doesn't text as much, because I'm being told that you would text her, and it takes her a long, long time to reply. Because I'm looking at the phone, and I'm seeing you texting her, and she's not replying as fast as she used to.
Right, exactly.
So I would say just to give her some time and just let her know that you care, but just don't say I love you or anything like that, because I'm seeing whoever she's with sees that shit. But you have to make it look like, are you okay? I'm just wondering how you're doing. And there's nothing wrong in doing that. Just don't make it seem like you're together or try not to make it so obvious that you're interested. Just say, how are you doing? You need a friend to talk to. You can do, I'm being told you know how to make this thing. You know what to say. Just make sure that you don't have those boundaries, because if you do, and you're trying to get back with him, then that means she's going to cut the cord with you and everybody else. So I would say to be very, very careful with the time when you text her. That's your advantage. Be very careful what you type, because if you're not careful, she will cut you off, and she will do what he says. So don't want to push her to the limit where she just blocks you. Just take your time.
Yeah,
because
she kind of,
I can tell.
Yeah, she kind of financially dependent. It's kind of like a codependent relationship, and she like kind of trying to hold on because she not financially stable to move out on her own. So.
Yeah. I would say just to take the time, and just all you can do is just there to be just to listen to her, and that's all you can do. Just be there to listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, are you now before you go, do you want to know if she's going to come back to you, or you rather just, because I can give you that answer.
Yeah.
I
want to know if.
Okay, hold on. Let's see if I can get that answer with my guy. Is she going to come back to him? Okay, for some reason I'm being told yes. But it won't be... It depends on their end. I would say, for some reason, I kept seeing the 1st of October. first of November, but I got a little bit of Halloween, so she might call you either before or after Halloween. So it's going to go into, it's going to be very, very close. So if she does come around, it's going to be a little bit passing either before or after Halloween. So it's going to be close to November, because I get feeling November very strong. So if she does come around, it's in November. Now, if she does not come around, it's because she got back with him and she doesn't want nothing to do with you or anybody else. But it really depends on her end, and it depends on the actions that you do when you text her. And that's the best I can give you, is that it depends on your actions and what's going on her end. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Good luck to you.
All right.
Anything else?
Thank you, Desmond. Right. That's Desmond then. Okay. Righty. Ah. Right. Let's see where we are. Okay. Queen.
Hello. Hi, Chris. Hi, Chris. How you all doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Fabulous. I'm sitting here with a beautiful creation. It took me a while to start doing it. I didn't want to mess with the metal. It was metal. But it's coming out fine. We're waiting to get on the call. How you doing?
I've been doing good. I've been busy, and I remember what you sent to me on Messenger about everything that's hit with technology and Facebook, and you know, I just thought about what you said, and it hit me because I'm gonna tell you a little bit, Queen. I mean, I know that you don't go in chat that much, but I've gotten so much validation on that because I told them that with the whistleblower, I do feel that I hope to God this doesn't happen, but every time I say shit, it always happens. That I told them, I said, I give it till maybe next year. If they don't shut her up and pay her off, I say Facebook won't be on till maybe next year. I'll give it about another year, if anything. And to be honest with you, I really don't see Facebook on much longer, depending on how strong she prevails and, you know, what she expects for the protection of the kids, supposedly, that's what she says. But I feel, personally, she's investing in money. She wants money. And with everything, you know, I just see that there's a cyber attack within there. There's something else that the public's probably not aware of. But, you know, due to all the validation that I've gotten, even to the Facebook data on my dream that I had months ago, I do feel that Facebook is going to hurt a lot of people if they shut them down, because a lot of people that do networking, it's going to hurt. And the only thing that's going to be left is either linking. It's almost like Facebook. The other one that's going to probably be popular is MeWe and Twitter. And possibly YouTube. So just cross your fingers that Facebook doesn't get cut off. But knowing that everybody's being greedy and everybody's just evil intention, I give it about sometime next year that Facebook is going to get cut off. I hope it doesn't. But doing that, you know, there's a lot of attacks going on. Technology, I just feel that everybody that listens to the show, even to whoever other psychic skin has, don't take life for granted, because I think some of us abuse the technology and don't appreciate what's in front of us, because it can be taken away. So just enjoy every show, no matter what show, if it's skin or whoever, because without Facebook, and I don't know if Ken has said this before, but without you, there is no us. And without Facebook, there is no shows. So enjoy it while it can, because psychics, we give our time to help people like Queen and others. So please do not take us for granted, because all that shit can be taken away from you. Just remember what I said. Exact words. Don't take shit for granted. And that's all I gotta say. But anyway, hi, Queen. I just had to say that shit. So
I'll wait, and we can talk about that later. But yeah, we shouldn't take anything for granted. Anything. Nothing. Because everything can change in the blink of an eye. But I am excited. You often say that I have a motherly vibration, and I do. And I've been invited to sit at the table of the matriarch. So I tomorrow, as a matter. So I would like to know what you did around that. Anything else in the time you left?
Okay, well, I see I don't know why, but I keep seeing, I don't know what the name of the goddess is, but I keep seeing the goddess, but the one with all those hands. With what? I want you to be Hindu, the goddess Durga, with all the hands.
Durga or Prabhati. She's being celebrated, the special celebration for her for the next 7, 8, 9 days. Yeah. I just did a I just put up one.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I don't know anything about her, so you just validated me again. So the fact that I'm picking up on her energy, she's with all those arms, she's giving you blessings, she's giving you love, she's giving prosperity, she's giving you inner peace, she's giving you balance, and I actually see a lot of good things coming out of this celebration that you're doing for her, because she's appreciative, and I keep seeing a rose in the center of one of her hands. And she's giving it back to you and saying thank you for all the offerings. She's accepting everything you're giving her. And what you're doing is that as you're using the celebration for her and you remember all the different goddesses' birthdays and stuff, I'm being told that there's a manifestation miracle about to happen to you. So I want to say probably, hold on. I want to see if I can get this correct. They're telling me something and they're talking too fast. Hold on. I just don't know why. But I keep seeing something to do with either December or January. I almost want to say that you're going to speak at an event. You haven't been contacted by them yet, but you will be. And it's not social media. It's not on Facebook. It can be shared on Facebook, but this is more of a person-to-person event. Okay? I also see, I don't know if it's just in the same area, but it's in other buildings where there's going to be vendors selling merchandise, cards, and readings along that area. But I keep seeing an event with a, I don't know where I'm feeling this, but I want to say, on the tip of my tongue, I want to say New Orleans is what I see, or Louisiana. I don't know what Louisiana has during this time, but I'm going to say it's either Louisiana or, hold on. Okay, I don't know why, but I keep seeing. Okay, I keep seeing areas. It seems like the eastern states. I want to say either between whatever, North Carolina. I keep seeing Pennsylvania, West Virginia. I want to say up in that area, not north, but I see like an event. And they heard, I want to say that you're being watched. You're being monitored. And I guess you do YouTube videos. I do feel like there's people watching you. So I do feel like you're going to grow. And I actually see tears, even though I'm meeting you, and it has not happened yet. And I see tears around you because I feel like you have so much knowledge to share. And what I was told is that you're an elder. You're a very, very old spirit, very, very old, but very, very wise. And you're very knowledgeable. And you're knowledgeable beyond your years. And I'm being told that you have so much knowledge to share. So much knowledge to share, but so much of a time limit to share this knowledge. And I feel that that you will have that time. And then I'm being told that the signs from heaven are reminding you that their presence is there. So all you got to do is, and you shall receive. And I'm being told that the goddess with all the arms is throwing all these kissing, all this kissing and saying, thank you, queen, thank you, thank you. And she is giving you all this wealth and knowledge. She's actually been working on your health. She's actually giving you blessings of health. And she says to tell me to tell you that you have so much unfinished business while you're here. And she said that you're just on the tip of the iceberg, girl. So
wow. That's
what I was going to tell you. You're on the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It was beautiful. I thank you so much. Yes. And you said holds, but it was probably a lotus flower. He holds the lotus flower. I thank you. We'll connect soon. I so much appreciate and treasure you. Thanks, Ken.
I know I will. And by the way, Ken, I don't know if you know this, Ken, but I did donate to you. And I just wanted
I have seen that there, Chris. And, you know, I must say, ladies and gents, Chris very often shows a sponsorship support for us here on Psychic Choice Radio. Now, we've told Chris before, there's no need for the readers to do this. But, you know, it's wonderful, of course, when they do, because it shows that they appreciate us at least. Yeah. And, you know, there's been 13 people in tonight's call queue. We haven't had a show all week. We haven't been able to because people are, you know, they're ill this week. We've had two of our readers that have been ill this week, and they haven't been able to join us. So this is the first show this week so far. And we haven't got a show tomorrow evening. We're desperately trying to get seven people to work with us at the moment. And it's difficult. Now, I want to put it again into tonight's show for people that may not have heard last night's little tribute there to the one and only Ron Duffy there. Ron passed away, sadly, on the 30th of September, and we had a message from Carol saying that only the other day there. So Carol, obviously, getting around to her own family members before actually reaching out to others. And, you know, and because of the COVID thing at the moment, everything's up in the air. And you know, I've been through that situation where with my own parents, you know, and your mind's not there. When you lose a loved one, you're all over the place, yeah? And, you know, the last thing you think of is your Facebook friends, for instance, because the Facebook friends really are just acquaintances, and you hardly ever get to meet any of the people that you know from Facebook, for instance, or from shows like this. And I'm never going to get to meet most of you, you know, so it's going to be family first in those situations, you know. And we send our thoughts out there very much to Carol and her family there. And of course, Ron's family, he would have had his own family there as well. So our thoughts go out to both sides there in that situation, because it's you know, and he's going to be very sadly missed. And we have to say that Ron was only round about a month ago ready to come back and do some shows with us. He desperately wanted to, you know, and it's sad that that can't be now. But I'm sure that Ron's energy will always be with us, you know. And even though he can't actually be here to do physical shows with us, his energy will be felt regardless, you know. His energy will always be around Psychic Choice Radio. So there you are. Okay. Right then. Where are we going? Right. Now, I hope I haven't upset anybody too much. Please do not. Remember, you know, that Ron's signature tune there was Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. And you know, I have to say that passing over would be fun for him, really. You know, because he would be looking down on us now, and he wouldn't want no tears, you know. So please, we're going to take the next call now, okay? And we know there that Veronica is our next call. It's very, very, very close. You know, and regular caller into shows on a Sunday. So, right. Okay, then. Veronica.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, what's up?
Thank you, Mr. Chan, for freshly knowing, and I have spoken to Ron before in the past, and what a beautiful light source, but I'm sure he made it to heaven. I knew Mr. Ron, but yes, thank you, Ken. Support should be coming in more to you on the show. Anyway, Chris, thank you so much. I hope you're doing great, sir. You know, you got a lot in your going on in your life, and in helping people is not always a easy task, and you know, I thank you for doing the show, and I just want to say thank you because we're
welcome. Yeah, and you know what, and like I said, when we took that call from Queen, it's just, that's just an example that, you know, even though I didn't know who y'all were talking about, but, you know, everyone has their own special gifts, and like I said, life can be taken away from you, things can be taken away from you, so please appreciate your loved ones or, you know, psychics or people that are there to give, because one thing can be a snap of a finger. Somebody can come out of your life and leave this earth. So just, like I said, don't take things for granted. And hopefully that gets through to everyone, because we do all have missions, but some of us just don't get to finish them. I hope to God I get to finish and live a long life, but that's not my place to say. It's only God's time, so whenever God is ready to take us, he can take you without no question. So just rest in peace to Rob and whoever, you know, even though I didn't know him, and peace be with you, and hope his family gets through these hard times, and send much love to them. So I just wanted to say that shout out to, even though I didn't know him, but just much respect. So hi Veronica, how can I help you?
Okay, beautiful, Chris. Thank you for saying that, because I was thinking about that. So you know that I was thinking that. You should answer one of my questions. Oh, my God. You should answer my question. Okay, thank you, Chris. I have a question. So it's more like I know that we talked about it, but I'm still, like, I'm still picky. And I'm just going to focus. Mm-hmm. I like to ask you questions about, I can ask questions about men because you're men. Men understand. I think it's always best if men ask the question when it's about men. So anyway, I have to text him, and then sometimes I have feelings that he's like I'm thinking about him. Sometimes I have visions like I'm seeing him just walking, the gentleman of the mail with the letter E. It makes me nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just something about him. I just want to know anything
you can pick up on him. Well, I see a lot of love coming and accepting it, and just, like I said before, when blessings come to you, it's in the love or finances or whatever you get, just appreciate what the universe provides. Because I was told to tell you, Monica, that I see love with this issue or this person that you are talking about, because I feel like you're so connected. And I feel like, you know, part of me, which my guys are telling me that you have been saying this for many, many years. And the only thing I keep hearing right now is, where have you been all my life? Why does it have to come? Why does it have to come in this time? Well, that's, like I said, beyond me. That's God's doing. And I was told that this person's going to help you in the needs that you have. Now, I'm not talking about sexual needs. I mean, he might do that for you, but I'm not talking, I'm talking beyond overall. I feel like he's an angel around you, and I feel that give the universe, once you see him, give him a, you know, when you see this guy, just give him a big hug. And I was told it's okay to cry. So when you see him and you just need to just wipe your eyes, just look up to the sky and say, thank you, God, for bringing this lovely man in my life. And God will hear you more with more blessings coming your way. Okay? As a matter of fact, I've been told that even though he's coming in your life, one of his loved ones is coming through and says, take care of him for me. One of his loved ones is coming through saying, take care of him for me, and please know that he is sent to you. And you know what's weird? Oh, my God. I'm asking, I hope Kim plays this song one day. Oh, my God. You know what song I keep hearing for you, Veronica?
Julie.
Have you ever heard that? Have you heard that song, Send Me an Angel?
Yes.
That's what I just heard. That's what I just heard. I heard that song in my... Yes.
Oh, my God. That is good news. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness.
So, everything's going to change for you. And you know what I was told? You're getting Christmas early with this guy. He's a blessing. And even though you might not see it, but I said don't. And I'm told to tell you because I'm very direct. You know how I am. I tell you what I need to tell
you. Yes, you are.
So yes, what I was told to tell you, don't take him for granted. And they're telling me for you not to blow it. Don't blow this one. Because God sent him to you. Regardless if you believe it or not. God sends people when you're in time of need. And I feel like you're getting a Christmas gift early. So know that your life will change. And actually, if things go well, I actually see you getting married. Not right away, but I see a proposal. Okay. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see him, he's going to propose you either on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. So he hasn't really decided. So it's kind of like going to the Christmas Day or on the New Year. So no matter how you look at it, you're going to come out with a bang. Okay? And as I'm telling you this, I feel like I hear like you want to cry, but you're holding it in. And it's okay because you're crying of happiness. So just thank all your angels and all your protectors that he brought to you. So you're going to start off with a good year coming at you. I see a lot of good things come for you. And all the problems that you've had, you passed those lessons. So now you're getting a blessing. And as a matter of fact, this guy that I keep seeing him as like a, I want to see like a medicine man. Or a person is kind of like a person that almost heals. And I don't know if he knows he's a healer, but he's a special person. And he's a spiritual gift. So just know that God's giving you this blessing. So all you got to do is open your heart and just take things slow. Don't rush into it. And even though I know you're excited, but just don't rush into it. And they're telling me to tell you, do not blow this one. Okay?
Can you please tell me, how does he look like? Is it the one that I'm thinking of?
I want to say yes. They're not giving me a description of him for some reason. I guess it's a surprise for you. It's a surprise for you.
Mm.
So.
That's beautiful. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. And I hope you enjoy your Christmas gift.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you.
Thanks, Veronica. Okay, now then, we've got 6 minutes of live air, and we've had 14 people in our call queue this evening, which means that four lovely people are still here. or at least three of them are. Let's have a look then. We're going to try and fit at least one of them in. Tanika.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
How can I help you today? I'm doing fine, feeling good today.
That's good. I wanted to ask when you saw me moving and where. I've been trying to move for a long time. I went to visit a family, my father actually, in Georgia
mm-hmm.
this weekend. I went to visit him in Georgia this weekend. He has,
mm-hmm.
you know, his wife and my older sister and my sisters. We're all older now. And then my older sister lives in Florida. Florida's someplace I always wanted to move to. But I've been trying for a while, and it's just like I haven't found a job there or a way to be able to support myself, to be able to be living on my own there, to be able to support, like, rent and a car. I just can't find a job down there. I don't know what it is. So I recently left my job up here. I'm about to start, like, a little retail job next week just to try to, I don't know, feel happy again. I don't know. I'm just not happy up here, and mm-hmm. I really want to move. I don't necessarily want to live with other people because of my age. Like, I don't necessarily mm-hmm. want to, like, live with my dad and his situation because we're all adults now. My sister's adult. She's married. My father and my sisters are adults. So I don't think living with somebody is a – I don't know if that's good for me at this age. But I just know I want to move. So I just want to know when you saw me moving and where.
Well, personally, due to when being independent, you're going to move when it's time for you to move. But at the time, it's not now, okay? Once you get this job, I would say to focus on yourself first because I feel when empathically, I'm feeling a lot of frustration with you. I seem like you looking up as you're talking to me, like, why does this have to happen to me? If things are ever going to change, why is it I'm not getting a job in Florida? Why am I not getting this? Because that's telling me that you're not going to end up there. Now, if God tells you or your angels are going to help you to where you're going to go, you might not be happy where you're at, but they're going to tell you what's best for you, not what you want. They're going to give you what you need. And trust me when I say this. We all want. But it's not about wanting. It's what you're gonna give and get received. And if you do end up in Florida, if it does happen, I don't see that happening until probably I'm thinking probably next year. I want to say January, February. If you do end up in Florida, but I don't feel it that strong. I feel it kind of light. I don't feel it like that strong. So that's kind of like a big if. And they said they hire you, but due to the damn COVID, it kind of just limits certain things. And then it's also not just COVID. I do feel that maybe Florida is too expensive for you, or it's just not fit within the budget of your lifestyle that they're already seeing on the other side. They don't see that it's fit for you. I do feel that you're more fit for an area where there is water. There is, like, land, and more, like, in a peaceful area where it could be, like, West Virginia, an area where there's woods connected to nature, because I feel when I listen to your voice, you feel so disconnected. I don't know what's in Georgia where you're at, but maybe you need to move on the other side of town or whatever you need to do, because I feel like you're just so... The energy just seems off with me. I feel like right now it's not going to happen anything until maybe December or January of next year. But it depends on how you budget. If you budget now, you can probably be out of there before the end of the year. That's what your goal is. But the thing is, you got to be determined to do it now. Once you get that job, put money to the side and just like pay yourself, like, pretend like you're paying a car and put $100 down. And then another month, put $200 down or $20 and just let it build up. And then once you get to a certain amount, then you're going to be able to move. But until then, you're not moving anytime soon because you need to budget. You need to maintain positive and know it. You're going to know in your heart when you're meant to move, but it's not that time. And then knowing that you don't want to live with a roommate or anybody, I really don't see you moving with, you know, anything right now specifically. Now, if you did move, which I'm being told, if you did move, I can see you making it living with somebody else, but you just confirmed that you don't want to live with anybody else. So that's out of the question. So basically, if you want your own independence, you're going to wait a while. And I'm being told to either, hold on. I'm seeing three with that. I'm seeing like a three. I'm seeing three, so that could be 3 months from now. So that would be November, December, January. Yeah, 3 months. It's in January. So now, as if you are active and proactive and start saving money faster, you can move. I can see you moving by before Christmas time. But they're telling me that this is beyond me. It's on you. It's more on you than anything. You need to work on yourself. You need to keep your head up high, and no matter how discouraging you get or depressed or anxiety, you got to try to remove that. And I was also told to tell you, you need to probably sage and use some sweet grass, because I do see blockages that's making you anxious, like you just know it's coming, but it's just patience of when and how come it's not happening now. So it's just got to be you. It's all you. That I can't help you with. You have to do that on your own. So if you put that energy and believe in yourself, you can do it. I believe you can do it. And the thing is, I don't know you, but I know you can do it. It's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of tears in yourself and within yourself, but you have to remain positive. And God will prevail, and God will help you. But he's not going to hand it to you in a platter. You've got to do your part. He might give you dreams and visions to more or less where you might move, or he might give you, not to stay, but he'll give you what the land's going to look like. So I'm being told to pay attention to your dreams, because that's going to be the sign of where and when or how far do you have until you move. So pay attention to your dreams, because everything is in the frequency right now. And since the veil's so thin, this is the time to manifest more or less where you want to move. You want to move to more of the East Coast or more of the West, depending on the weather and how far you're willing to travel. So basically, I mean, it starts with you. And that's what they're telling me. They're telling me to point you with my finger and saying, it's her. It's all her. Okay?
Yeah.
You gotta believe in yourself. I know, I can feel the anxiety and I can feel the anxiousness, but it's just that you want everything like right there and then, and the universe does not work that way. It's all in time. It's all in time. The same thing with your love life. If you're not with someone, that's going to take some time. It's not going to happen right away. So, unless if you want to move with someone, I can see you moving sooner. But as you said that you don't want to live with anyone, it's going to be a while because you gotta save that money. So basically, you try to get that job, and once you get that job, start saving. Pretend like you're paying for a house payment. Pretend like you're paying for a car and put it inside, and you'll be surprised how much you save. Okay?
Yeah, and you said when I moved, you saw it being like someplace like Virginia.
I want to say Virginia, up in that east area. I don't know where you're at, but I would say like east. But I could be off with that. But if you're getting more west, like California, Sacramento, Phoenix, you know, Las Vegas, you know, that's more of the west coast. But I'm seeing more like woods and water. So it could be West Virginia. Cause I know there's areas that I'm probably not aware of, but it could be anywhere where there can be water. And a bunch of trees. I know that I've been to Delaware, and it's beautiful up there. It rains a lot up there, but there's, like, beaches, and there's a bunch of trees. So it could be anywhere in that area, Philadelphia. So it just really depends on what fits for you, whatever you're meant to be. Because once you hit that area, no matter if it's Virginia, whatever you feel in your heart, you're meant to do something. You're not just going to be working there. God's going to put you in what state you're meant, because you're going to be doing bigger things. Maybe where you're at right now is kind of limiting you because you don't know a lot of people, and you're just, everything's just very slow pace for you right now. Okay?
Yeah, nothing's happening here. Really depressing.
Oh, keep your spirits up, girl. That's all I can tell you. Keep your spirits up.
Thank you.
Okay,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Tanika.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we've still got one more person then, and very lucky to get in, because we're going to do this. We don't do it very often, but one last person. We are over the clock. So, Carolyn?
My finger, too, and then I was sitting in my car, and somebody parked next to me, and they slammed right into my car, and then I was yelling at them, and my finger accidentally hit the wrong key on my phone. But anyway.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Chris. My question is, Chris, I'm looking at a place on, yes, tomorrow. I was going to say yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at a place tomorrow. And I've already looked at it. I've already talked to the owner. And I think I'm going to buy it. I think. I'm having an inspection done on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
I see you just, I feel like you want to buy it, but you're just not unsure. But I think if it feels home to you, I would say buy it. But I would say do a prayer before you buy it and tell your guides to open you up when you walk the environment or the property is what I heard. So it's a big property is what I heard.
No, it's not that big. The one I'm looking tomorrow is not really that large. It's excuse me. It's roomy. You're right. It is roomy. It's spacious. It's roomy. You're right.
I don't feel like it is. I feel like it feels right to me. But it's more up to what you want. It's up to your standards and if you can afford it. And if it feels homey, you're gonna know in your heart. If you feel like something's off, even though it's beautiful, and you feel like there might be something negative, you're going to know. Trust me. You're going to feel it in the gut of your stomach. But if everything remains positive, you need to trust yourself. And before I tell you anything, is that they're telling me the Fool card came up, and it says, looks can be deceiving, which I don't know if that's a person or a place, but I'm being told more person. The Empress card came up, so there's a lot of energy there. And then the Wheel of Fortune, which is, it can turn good or it can turn bad or it can even be better. So it's kind of like you're like in the middle, basically. So it really depends on you. You choose to take that decision. They're telling me there's no turning back once you make that decision. Personally, when I feel anything, I'll tell you the truth, and right now I don't feel anything at the moment. I don't got chills on my arm, so if it was something negative, I would have told you. But
yeah,
but maybe it's because I'm being told it seems to me it feels very peaceful, but sometimes peaceful can be deceiving.
Yeah.
So I would say just to be very careful, and if you have to, like, get more guidance within your guide, walk the area. And if you get chills, or even the apartment or whatever you do, if you don't get chills, you're fine. Now, if you get chills, then there's a secret that once you buy it, you're going to find out what it is. And you're going to be like, I shouldn't have bought it, because you're going to know that it wasn't the right place. So what I was told to tell you is to walk the area, and that's giving you more of an impression of the area. And whenever you walk that, you know, inside the house or wherever you're working, to walk outside. And then what you're going to do is, what I want you to do, and they're showing me this, is to close your eyes, not in the house, but just to close your eyes in the car when you're, like, parked in front of it, and then tell them, should I move in? Is it right for me? And you're either going to say, you're either going to hear yes or no, and that's going to determine if you buy it. Now, if you don't need to do that, and you're like, you get this very anxious feeling, then buy it.
Yeah.
But if you don't get any feeling, then it's maybe it's just not for you. But it's weird, because when I was talking to you, I don't know why, and you say that it's not big, but in my head, I kept seeing a land, that property, and I keep seeing like this open acres of area, this open acres of area, to where I see you like in the field, and I don't know what that signifies, but I'm being told that when I see you in my mind, you're at peace with nature.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's connected to what you're buying, but
it
I
is.
See you like
it
in
is.
The center.
Yeah.
So,
it's
so
very,
that tells
yeah,
me that
it's surrounded by country. It has, it's surrounded by country.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, well then that tells me that's a definite yes then. Because when I was talking to you, without you telling me anything, I saw you on property. So that tells me that that area is fit for you.
Yeah.
Now, even though I told you it's fit for you, it's more on your budget. It's within your budget. If it's not your budget, I would wait. So.
Well, excuse me, people that are in the industry have said to me, buy it, get it. And I think what I'm, a little, you know how it is, Chris, when you're buying something, you're like,
You're going to know in your heart, because you see, this is the way I work. Since my family gifted, we didn't just buy the first house we looked at. Because what we did is that we did a prayer. And once we knew what we wanted, we did a prayer, and we did like a certain prayer, and we did something over the house before we even bought it. And then we knew like yes or no what we wanted. And sometimes being intuitive psychically is not personal gain. It's just using your own gut feeling that if you walk the area and it feels fine, you're nothing to worry about. Because as long as you know you got that God's first, God's going to tell you if this areas meant for you, because being a psychic medium and then an investigator, you got to go with the environment and how it feels. If it feels heavy and it feels negative, then there's something that the retailer or the person that's trying to tell you that knows more of the history, and they're not telling you. They just want you to buy it real quick so they can get it off their hands, and then you deal with the fucking shit that's there. But if you don't feel anything, then you should be fine. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Because what I saw in my head, it seemed very peaceful. So if it was me, I would buy it. But if you're still hesitant, I would say look around, because you're not sure of yourself yet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that I ever would be. I mean, I saw something a lot cheaper, and I thought I was going to get that. And then there were things about it that I didn't like. But I thought, I kept thinking, oh, it's cheaper. And this one is not expensive, but you know, it's just a little bit more, and the owner is very nice to talk to, and he said he's really giving me he's working with me, and so I don't know, you know, and I am backing it up by inspection, and plus I'm going through a company that the insurance company, so you can do that, and that's what I'm doing. And so, you know, that there's a lot of investigation going on the property, you know, past history and stuff like that. So,
excuse me, and I keep looking at other properties, and I don't know, I'm just, really what I would love to do is buy like a, they don't call them boarding houses anymore, they call them multi-family, like a duplex or mm-hmm. a triplex, and then live on it, but that's so out of my, right now, I'm not going to say it's out of my price range, because you know what, I found this. And people were telling me there was no way I could find something like this, people that are in the industry. But I just kept turning over rocks, you know, to look mm-hmm. at everything.
Yeah.
And I just kept
I
at it.
Just
it's not hard.
Area, but, yeah, I would say just to do what I did. And I would say just
yeah.
close your eyes and just either do a walk in your head or
yeah.
see if you can walk the area and if it's still right. You're going to know. Because you don't want,
yeah.
if you're a person that is involved in the paranormal, you don't want nothing paranormal. I mean, because everything, like they say, has a history to the house. But if it's, like, good energy, you don't have nothing to deal with. You'll get good spirits, you know. But really,
yeah.
depending on more on you, it's more on, if it's within your your budget, then I would get it. But if you're still
yeah.
kind of hesitant and there's nothing else left, and if you're drawn to it more than all the other houses, then that house is like
yeah.
a pull. It's like a pull for you.
Yeah.
So it's really depending
yeah.
on you. And then I do see if you do decide to get it, I don't see you moving until probably, hold on. Well, I don't know if you're doing paperwork right now, but they're telling me that depending on how communication where they are, you could probably be in there by November, even sooner than that,
yeah.
but they're just giving me an estimate time frame, November.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's telling
yeah.
me that you're probably going to be thinking about it first before you jump into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay, thank you. I just wanted to know what the psychic vibration was saying around it, and I appreciate that. I know it yeah. all boils down to common sense and, you know, putting one foot in front of the other for sure. And
yeah, and get back to me and let me know if you decide to get it.
I will. And the bell rings. So thank you, and thank you, Ken. Thank you, Chris, and thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Right, that's about it for this one, then, ladies and gents. We are over the clock. Very big. Thank you once again to Chris for joining us and going over the clock with us. And we'll do it all again next week, Chris. Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. All right, we found that particular piece of music. We have loaded it into the studio. It's kind of awkward to load music into the studio now because we don't have what's known as the YouTube download anymore. The converter that we used to use to convert into MP3 sadly doesn't work in the UK anymore because they've had too much copyright thing going on. Copyright is a big thing, isn't it? You know, we have these songs and we have them bought and paid for. It takes time to transfer sometimes into MP3, and it takes time to get the particular song out of the drive to put into the Blog Talk. So we use little cheats now and again from YouTube, but it doesn't always work. But we found this now, and I think hopefully it will work. If it's loaded, and we can't guarantee that it loads, you see, that is always a problem. We're going to play it with it.
wise man said, just walk this way to the dawn of the night. Wind will blow into your face as the years pass you by.